With a look at the headlines this hour from Mesilla Valley News, here is Cynthia Mendoza.
Good afternoon. Las Cruces police are investigating the discovery of a deceased, unidentified male body that was found Tuesday morning near Loman Avenue and Del Monte Street. Shortly before 11 a.m. Tuesday, a cleanup crew working under contract with the city of Las Cruces located the body of a man in an arroyo that runs underneath Loman Avenue and Del Monte Street. The body has signs of trauma and his death does not appear to be natural. Traffic along Loman Avenue is not affected by the investigation. However, a portion of Del Monte Street may be closed Tuesday afternoon while investigators conduct their work. Anyone with information on this incident is asked to call police at 575-526-0795. A proposal to expand New Mexico's background check requirement for gun sales has made its way to Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham's desk, who says she's in favor of the bill and will sign it. The proposal, Senate Bill 8, won approval 42-27 in the House late Monday. Democratic Representative Angelica Rubio spoke on the floor last night, saying she supports the bill.
I want to be sure that we are making the laws that we need. And this law specifically is one of those that I support 100%.
Under the bill, people who want to sell a gun would arrange for a licensed dealer to do a background check. The dealer could charge up to $35. There would be exceptions for sales between two close family members or sales between law enforcement officers. Gifts and loans would be exempt. Republicans argue that the bill will not stop criminals. Fire officials in Hatch say it took 12 hours to control a fire that spread to multiple structures on Sunday. Scott Bricado has the details.
Hatch Volunteer Fire Department Chief Willie Herrera says high winds didn't help, but at least six other fire departments did. The fire was finally brought under control after it had burned several residences, two trucks, and some campers. Chief Herrera says fire investigators are still working to determine what caused the fire outbreak. For Mesilla Valley News, I'm Scott Bricado.
With a look at your headlines for this hour from Mesilla Valley News, I'm Cynthia Mendoza.
With a look at the headlines this hour for Mesilla Valley News, here is Cynthia Mendoza.
Good afternoon. A woman suspected of setting her boyfriend's apartment on fire and critically injuring the man has been arrested. In the early hours of March 8th, the Las Cruces Fire Department was dispatched to a small apartment on East Lucero Avenue, where they arrived to find a 35-year-old man suffering from multiple injuries, including two black eyes, bite marks on his back, and smoke inhalation. Investigators learned that 47-year-old Cynthia Misquez Perez and her boyfriend, the 35-year-old man who resides in the small apartment, got into an argument that turned physical at about 11 p.m. the previous day. Investigators believe that during the physical confrontation, Perez struck her boyfriend over the head with a frying pan, which briefly knocked the man unconscious. When the man regained consciousness, a portion of his apartment was on fire. Investigators say Perez set fire to the apartment sometime after midnight before leaving her boyfriend alone in the small apartment. Perez was arrested March 25th and has been charged with one felony count of attempted murder and one count of arson. U.S. Senator Tom Udall announced he will not seek a third term in 2020. Rainey May has the details.
On Monday, the Santa Fe Democrat released a video statement announcing his decision not to run again and to allow others the chance to serve the people of New Mexico. Udall says during the remaining 21 months of his tenure in the U.S. Senate, he will focus on climate change, renewable energy, and preserving public lands. He also says after his time in the Senate, he won't be retiring from public service and will pursue new ways to work for New Mexico and the rest of the country. From Mesilla Valley News, I'm Rainey May.
Border agents stationed at New Mexico's highway checkpoints are now working at the border. Scott Bricado has more.
On Saturday, officials in the El Paso sector that manages New Mexico diverted human resources away from all the checkpoints in New Mexico and one in Texas. The agents are now working at the border to help apprehend and process the huge influx of immigrants there. Customs and Border Protection officials say an average of 600 new immigrants are crossing into the U.S. every day in the El Paso sector, including Sunland Park near Las Cruces. For Mesilla Valley News, I'm Scott Bricado.
The city of Las Cruces is making public transportation available a few more hours on weekdays. The Roadrunner buses will operate an additional 3.5 hours Monday through Friday starting May 13th. No changes are planned for the routes scheduled on weekends, nor for any days of the week for the two Aggie routes. Roadrunner services will also be free of charge the whole week of May 13th. With a look at your headlines for this hour from Mesilla Valley News, I'm Cynthia Mendoza.